When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
Yeah. 11:37, Thursday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, we are at the Omni Hotel in downtown Dallas today for the SMU Athletic Forum with special guest Lee Trevino. Spoke with him about an hour ago. Great conversation. Hope you were able to catch that. We're going to get back into Luka Doncic and the Lakers returning to the AAC last night. The emotions, the tribute, the performance. We'll start your lunch hour with that here in about 15 minutes. But right now, we do this every week, our weekly Thursday staple. Talk a little music. And this week, I know earlier, Matt Birmingham, who we call Ham, said, I got it. So I will present to you Ham.
Hey, boys.
Hi, Ham.
What's up, Ham?
I got one.
Well, no. It's a different segment. We don't start that yet. That's September.
Well, thank you for letting me lead this segment today. A couple weeks ago, I went to a concert to see the electronic band called Justice. They're a French duo, and I took a deep dive into some of their work. I figured since Donovan Lewis is the co-curator of the Sample Platter, that he might be interested in a deep dive into one of their albums. Normally, rap and hippity-hop are featured in the Sample Platter, but here's some electronic music. So I'm going to focus on the debut album of Justice. The album's called Cross. The first song of that album is also the first song called Genesis that I'm going to play here. It's probably one of their more well-known songs. It's been featured in several commercials like Cadillac commercials, video games, also featured in one of the John Wick movies.
Is that a gong?
So the band... And this is the Sampler Platter on steroids, because the band said that for this album, they sampled about 400 different pieces of audio.
On one album?
On one album. And this song, a lot of them are not known yet to people still to this day. So I'll give you some of the samples that people are aware of, what they stole from or used.
Who is this again?
This is Justice.
You know, Ham, this sounds like every club in Vegas as you walk down trying to decide where you're going to go. That seems like that would be pumping hard.
Yes. So in there. For the first bit, the crux of the song, if you will.
Okay.
So right off the top, this opening sound. That you might be familiar with because this came from a 1964 film, Mothra vs. Godzilla, in which they sampled, they pitched up. They added a lot of distortion, reverb, added some low frequencies to it.
Dun, 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 dun. That's used in a hip-hop song.
It is.
Yep.
This is Simon Says by Pharoah Munch? Maybe?
Wow, that's crazy, man.
But you get this. So, right off the bat, already something.
Love it.
Are you guys familiar with the artist known as Prince?
I am. I've heard of him, yes.
So... let me skip forward a little bit in the song. What we are listening for is the guitar here.
I like the laser.
And if I skip ahead a little bit more. So that sample comes from the Prince song. This is off the, 1979 self-titled album, I Want to Be Your Lover.
Sure is. I was trying to decide where, if I recognize it. That's exactly right.
So what the majority they do for their music is they'll just chop up grooves they like and completely rearrange everything to fit their needs. So they'll have an idea for a song coming into it, and then they'll just import audio from every kind of medium to fit that sound that they're trying to achieve. So here it is again, back earlier in the song.
Here it is. You can definitely hear it.
And then, you have the Prince guitar here. So, I want to apologize to Donovan for something that happened off air in an argument that went sideways from our earlier on music.
Oh, is it about the hi-hat?
So, Donovan alleged that, oh, they're all using the same sample for a hi-hat for a song, which I thought was ludicrous because hi-hats are used everywhere. It's not a very common thing. This song in particular, so the song I was just playing for you, let me go back to a little bit of it.
Okay.
We are listening for some claps in the background. And the band Justice, they specifically referenced that clap with this song.
Oh, okay. And you're right. You would normally think all claps would just sound alike, and it's not a sample.
Yeah, and they specifically said, right, we pulled this from 50 Cent.
Puff Daddy?
It's not Puff Daddy, no.
That's an amazing mix of...
No, it's Jay-Z.
Okay. That's an amazing mix of trying to put one song together by taking everything from that. That's awesome.
So if we want to listen further in this opening track I'm playing for you... Oh, yeah, there's a ton. If we're listening for the womps, the womp womp...
Yeah, is that like that dubstep sound?
That actually comes from... This is a Cassius song from the artist Cassius. This is the song. The song itself is called The Sound of Violence. So, about 6.5 minutes into the song, we start to get this sound. And so they'll pitch it up, they put it back to back, and so you get the womps.
What is it that makes that sound?
That I don't know. So yeah, that's their opening track, Genesis. There's a couple other ones at the very beginning. There's Flash Gordon, there's Queen, there's a Slipknot sample, very sparsely put in there that you can barely hear even if you're listening for it. But yeah, that's their opening track. So going to probably one of their more known tracks off their title album, Cross. This is called D-A-N-C-E.
See the foam coming from the ceiling of a Vegas club and the smoke.
But the waitress is bringing out the sparkly champagne
bottle service going on, yeah.
So the whole part of that song, this actually comes from a Britney Spears song in which she featured Madonna. This is off the album, the 2003 album, In the Zone. And if you skip about 3.5 minutes... So go back to the beginning.
Okay.
And so, also part of their music too, all the bass, completely different bass lines. They'll just pick note for note what they need. And I'll stop right here and back up a little bit if you listen for the guitar here. That actually comes from a Chromeo song called Needy Girl.
You almost had me buying that album if you said Cameo.
I like some Chromeo.
But if you listen to this guitar riff in the beginning,
Chromeo has some interesting stuff.
That's where you get...
That's great.
Cool, man. You go.
And then so, also in that song, later in it, we begin to hear strings. Now, this is just rearranged, pitched up, filters on. This is from Boney M., their song Sunny. We're listening for the violin string section here.
What a trip.
That sounds like a 70s black exploitation soundtrack.
But yeah, the lyrics themselves, it comes from Michael. They're all referencing Michael Jackson. Probably not the right part, but his music.
Right.
They mention PYT in the song. They also mention ABC. Black and White's mentioned later. And that's their song Dance, D-A-N-C-E. This is my favorite song, this next one. It's called New Jack. This is my favorite song.
New Jack. What they call a new correctional officer at a prison is a New Jack.
And there's a loop in here which they've chopped up. Let me take you to where they've taken this part from. This comes from the Brothers Johnson, their song, You Make Me Wanna Wiggle.
Brothers Johnson.
That's why they want to wiggle.
This is off their 1990 album, Light Up the Night. So, listen to this song. They found a snippet they liked, and they were like, what if we just replayed this song, chopped it up from this?
Oh, give me that Brothers Johnson tune right there, man. That is dope.
So, this is the part we're listening for? You go back to the original song.
So when you go to see their concert, they explain all this to you?
No. So these are just people online piecing it together interviews they've done and everything.
I was like, geez, man.
It's so much involved. I wonder how long it takes for them to get a complete song together. How long are the songs usually?
They're about 3.5-4 minutes long. Okay. The last song I just played for you, that took them 4 months to make.
That's about to say, that's a lot to try to go through just to find loops and drums and guitars
amazing.
And all that.
And if I hop ahead
talent.
In that song... We have that effect, which actually comes from an Apple effect that came on their computers. Oh, go away.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it.
Oh,
my computer's being a bitch right now. Okay, here we go. We're listening for this. So go back to the original. So something that just comes off the Apple computers, they were like, what if we just threw this in the song?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it is funny when you discover that the usual, because Sam, you've been doing this for a while, those production CDs they used to have with just different whatever on it. And somebody's going through that, and you have to credit a production CD that's not even involved with anyone. That's crazy.
But the level of chopping going back to the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then here's Make Me Wanna Wiggle.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it sounds chopped up. So then play it forward. And you get that. All right, for time, I'm going to hop ahead real quick. This is their song, Stress.
Okay.
Now we're listening for the opening part right here. Another Apple sequence. This is from their suite. This is sequence 6. And it's just that, just chopped up and looped. And then also we're listening for once the beat kicks in here. Right here. This is actually a sample from Bee Gees. This is from their Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. This is Night on Disco Mountain, which is pitched up looped.
Yep, you can definitely hear it.
So you have this. But yeah, there is, like I said, 400 different versions of this to where they just, any snare, any kind of string, any kind of bass is all not from them. The only thing original from them is the lyrics, and they have people record that for them.
My goodness, that is the ultimate casserole when you talk about trying to make a tune. They're taking it from all genres, anything they hear to put that together. Dude, that's awesome, man. And a band I've never heard of before. How was the show?
It was amazing. I'm actually going to go see them again later this year at Red Rocks. It was so great.
Whoa, that'll be cool. That'll be the ultimate right there.